This is Tower Dive, a League of Legends podcast.
Welcome to the first ever solo Tower Dive event. I am your humble servant, Captain Hooks, and not with me in a freak spring snowball accident is Pan the Man. Hey, buddy. Wait, solo show. Actually, Pan is sick this week, but on his request, the show must go on. So I am here to bring you the Tower Dive MSI special. With the mid-season invitational now upon us, it was pretty slow week otherwise. The only real competitive league that was going on was the finals for the Korean spring season, which pitted the dominating GE Tigers against the now quite scary SKT1. And I'll be completely honest with you. The semifinals between SKT and Sejantis were hype as fuck. You didn't get better League of Legends than a best of five Korean scene matchup between two powerhouses. And it was everything that one should and could expect from high-level Korean competitive play. I mean, it had pretty much anything and everything you could ask for. And obviously we know this because I gushed on and on about it in last week's show. Now, based on that, I'll be completely honest with you, I had huge expectations for GE Tigers versus SKT. And let me preface this, I wasn't disappointed much, but what was expected to be a slugfest between two of the best teams in the world, mind you, was nothing more than a one-sided stomp with some brief glimpses of a beaten team trying to compete. I mean, shit, we didn't even see Faker. Faker was given the day off. SKT gave the best player in the world the day off, and SKT still rolled over what was the top Korean team. I mean, it was entertaining. If you're an SKT fan, or a fan of one-sided beatdowns. But either way, SKT steamrolled in three games, and is now on their way to MSI. And I think that's really telling for the kind of season that SKT had, and really the kind of season that the GE Tigers had. The GE Tigers came out of nowhere from the ashes of, what was it, the Najin team and one of the other teams. And they built this really great team with Prey and Smeb, and they took it by storm. They took Korea by storm, just obliterating teams early on. I think they ended up being like 20-2 or something in the regular season. Whereas on the flip side of that, SKT kind of middled along. They played well, but they weren't frightening to watch. They weren't one of those teams where you were like, wow, you know, SKT is really crushing teams. And this wasn't the SKT of old with Faker and Piglet and Pumandu and Bengi and Impact. This was a different team. And you wondered if maybe, you know, the window had closed on SKT as a team that will be competing for the World Championship. Well, they completely smashed those thoughts out. Because as the season rolled on, they got better, they got better, they got better. Bang really started to step up. Marin started to step up. Easy Hoon came in as the backup mid for Faker, and they created this pick-your-poison mid lane that is just absolutely ridiculous. And as the season went on, and as you know, they started to gel and really come into their own, they became the team to beat. And at some point, you know, maybe it was after IEM where the GE Tigers didn't really have a great showing at IEM for whatever reason. The scene shifted, you know, it flipped and GE became the team that really didn't look super strong. They looked good, but they looked like a team on the decline, kind of like SKT last season. And SKT sort of rose to the occasion and you know, reasserted their dominance as that number one team in Korea. And I really think this is going to carry them into the summer season for Korea and then into Worlds and possibly to a second World Championship. But I digress. This is the MSI special with the Korean region now settled. That allows us, and by us I mean me, to really go, you know, get my hands into this whole MSI and really kind of give you the tower dive take on things. Now, the first 2 days' docket of matches has been released, obviously, with this all starting tomorrow. So we open with a round robin. Top four teams move on to the bracket stage. I considered earmarking a few games as must watch, but I mean, let's just be honest with each other for a second. These are presumably the best teams in the world in their respective regions. Theoretically, every game should be amazing, right? In an effort to remain completely honest and transparent, I'm going to say this. I don't have big expectations from HQ and BJK, the Turkish team. I really don't have high expectations for BJK. HQ, I'm kind of on the fence with. Maybe it's because I don't know a lot about either of these teams. I've looked up some stuff. I've seen a few clips and maybe a game here or there, but I don't know a ton about them. I could tell you this. Turkey is not a hotbed of competitive league, as far as I know. I feel it's below North America in terms of strength of region. And as far as that goes, it's pretty far below. And in the world scene, North America is not considered to be the strongest of regions. I mean, if you break it down into, you know, Korea, China, Europe, and North America, a lot of people put North America as fourth. I don't necessarily think that's true. I think North America and Europe are much closer, and it can kind of go three or four. But Korea and China are light years ahead of us. And it's no fault of our own. They just seem to be better. AHQ is Taiwanese, and historically the Taiwan region has produced some strong teams. I mean, Season 3 world champion is the Taipei Assassins come to mind. You can't get much stronger than that. But as a region, it's really not looked upon with the same reverence or respect as a China or a Korea, as far as Eastern League fans go. Yeah, there are teams that stand out, and there are players that stand out. But as a region, no one goes, man, Taiwan, they're pumping out super teams all over the place. It's just not looked upon in that way. And it's not a knock on the region or a disrespect on the region. It's just a lesser region. You know, they're basically the same, in the same conversation as America is, where they have a couple of good teams, but they're not that powerhouse region. But they have a world championship, and North America doesn't. In Europe, I mean, they do technically, but it's, you know, kind of a hollow victory because it didn't contain any Chinese or Korean teams. But, I mean, listen, maybe I'm way off. You know, maybe Tower Dive, maybe Captain Hooks has no idea what he's talking about. But if I were a betting man, I would not put my money on AHQ or BJK. As far as winning MSI, or in BJ's case, as far as getting out of the round robin stage. I am curious to see how TSM stacks up against the world's best. This is an IEM. This isn't some bullshit scrims. This is real. This is where they see if they're a world-class team, or if they've been pretenders all along. This is where TSM, you know, puts their flag in the ground and says, this is our time. I want to do a little buy and sell for each team in the MSI. I mean, you can take that info and do whatever it is you want to do with it. In the spirit of regular sports and you know, sports talk shows and how they do a buy and sell on teams when it comes down to, like, tournament time and the playoffs and what have you, I wanted to do this with League of Legends because I think that there are some good and bad things to be said about all of these teams. So, with no further ado, here is the MSI buy and sell for League of Legends. We're going to start with TSM, buy or sell. I'm buying TSM. I think this is their time. They've never looked stronger at any time in the history of their organization than they do right now. And if they're going to make a move to the next level and actually be part of the international conversation, this is where they're going to assert their dominance. A good showing here will definitely set the table for them to really have a chance at Worlds and put the world on notice that TSM is here And TSM is not that team that can't beat Koreans. And that team that, while they win in America, when you put them on the world stage, they just sort of crumble. This is their chance and their opportunity to show all the work that they've put in. And I would really, really expect them to have a good showing. Maybe not win, but I do expect them to put on a great show. SKT, buy or sell. No surprise, I'm buying SKT here as well. Had you asked me this a couple months ago, my tune may have been different. But they've been playing so well of late and just look so strong. I'd have to put them at the best team in the world right now. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. They look like they will definitely be competing for a second world championship. And there's just no team that is currently playing at that level. A lot of teams are playing really, really well, but they're just not playing at the level that SKT is right now. A few months ago, no, SKT wouldn't be... I would have sold. I would have said absolutely not. But where they are right now, and the momentum they have going into this and then beyond this, I really have to say, put your money on them. I'm buying SKT. Edward Gaming, buy or sell. This is going to be a bit of a shocker, but I'm going to sell on this one. I know. They're the All-Stars All-Star team. They were the strongest in what is arguably the strongest region. But I don't feel that they were ever dominant. They played incredibly well and are mechanically probably one of the best teams ever assembled. Something about them, though, it just doesn't click with me. I'm selling because they haven't sold me yet. I look at Chinese games and I look at the Chinese teams and yeah, a lot of them are really, really good. And the championship game for China's spring season was absolutely incredible. But there's just something about them that does not sit well with me. I don't know if they're the Chinese team that's going to finally make the jump and be a world champion, or if they're just going to be another, you know, team that can't get past the elephant in the room, which is, you know, Korea. Are they just going to fall flat as the last Chinese team that came up against Korea did? Yeah, it was a Royal Club. You know, yeah, they were a great team, but they weren't a championship team. So I don't know. Edward Gaming, I'm selling. Fnatic, buy or sell. Now this one hurts, but I am also selling here. I love Fnatic. I have been a Fnatic fan for quite a long time. And they've done so much for world-class League of Legends, probably more than any single organization, in my estimation. But one, their team-wide lack of experience is going to hurt them against these much more seasoned squads. Most of these other teams have been teams for quite a while, or they're just full of players that have big game experience. Yeah, Yellowstar has been there so often, but the rest of their team is really, really young and really, really inexperienced. I just don't see that translating well on this particular occasion. Two, their style of play isn't going to catch anyone by surprise here. They play that Blitzkrieg style where it's full commit, all ham, and I love it. It completely blew most of the European teams out of the water. But China was doing that for years, and Korea did it to some success in the past as well. They're not adapting a new idea, they're just fitting an old one that works with their players. So they're not going to have that sort of holy shit kind of reaction that teams get when they're playing against Fnatic. Yeah, Yellowstar, his aggressive warding and his aggressive play and his ability to roam has been amazing, but I just don't see them as being able to take their style of play and dominate and move on in this particular tournament. Not to say that they won't take it to the next level in the summer split and possibly make a run at Worlds, but where they are right now, I just don't see it happening. And number three, this is Steelvac's last games with Fnatic. With the return of Reckless Imminent, this is going to be the last games for Steelvac in the orange and black. And yeah, I'm sure he's going to be hyped to go out with a bang and really kind of show the world, you guys made a mistake. But at the same time, it's going to be a bittersweet for him if they do win. And then, you know, he's just dumped for the prodigal son to come back home. And I do see that situation really affecting his mindset and the team's mindset, really making them unable to keep it together and keep their minds focused on the games at hand like we've seen them do all season long. BJK, buy or sell. Like I said earlier, Turkey's not a big-time region. This is the type of team that, yeah, they can scare you in a single game here and there. They may take one from a team that underestimates them. But for a full round robin, they're most likely going to come up short against these better teams. I think the Korean, SKT, Edward Gaming, TSM, Fnatic, even AHQ, I think these teams are just too strong for them to consistently defeat them to move on. I'm selling here. They could turn ahead or two, but this is definitely a sell. And AHQ, buy or sell. I could sound like a broken record here, or I could flip the script and say I'm buying AHQ. As I said before, Taiwan is not the strongest of regions. And no, AHQ isn't loaded with Korean all-stars or Chinese all-stars or any all-stars from other regions other than Taiwan. But this team, which didn't find its stride against the top teams in their region during their season, they were 1-2 versus the Yowie Flash Wolves and 1-2 against Hong Kong Esports, and they were donutted by TPA, 0-3. But they were just good enough to sneak into their playoffs. And that's really all that matters, because if you could get into the playoffs and you could get hot at the right time, that's enough to propel you. And that's exactly what happened, because they snuck into the playoffs and all they managed to do was dominate those three teams. They 3-0'd Hong Kong Esports, they 3-0'd TPA, and they went 3-1 versus Yowie Flash Wolves in the championship. A playoff record of 9-1 versus teams that they were 2-7 against in their season shows that they can play with top teams, they can adapt and adjust and make the changes necessary in order to fix wrongs that happened in the season. While I don't have a great deal of faith in this particular region, this is definitely a team to watch. I'm not predicting that they're going to win at all. You know, let's slow down for a minute. But they can definitely be part of this conversation. If Pan were here, I'm confident that he would not agree with me on many of my purchases, but he's sick, so too bad for him. He can blog about it. If I had to guess, what the top four teams from the bracket stage would be, I'm going to take TSM, AHQ, SKT, and Edward Gaming. I think that's pretty clear. Three of those teams I bought. I did sell on Edward Gaming, but that doesn't mean I don't think they're good. Ultimately, I do think SKT is going to win it all. And listen, it's just crazy because I don't have a lot of love for this team. But just watching them play, really, you can't deny greatness. I mean, I'm not a Yankee fan, but for most of the 90s, I know that the Yankees were the best team in the league. It doesn't, you can't hide from that. You can't deny that fact. Great teams are great, whether or not you like them. I think the level that they're playing on, like I said, and the role that they're on is going to be difficult for any of these teams to stop. I think most of these teams going in against SKT are running into a buzzsaw that is fully focused and has their eyes on the World Championships. I think this is all just kind of roadblocks on their way there. I mean, this is a team that has never looked more focused than they do right now. I think the only time they looked this focused was during the season three World Championships, I guess, which would have made the Taipei Assassins the Season 2 World Champions. So, take all of that and change those numbers up there. But yeah, but they never looked this focused outside of that time when they won. So that sets up a scary scenario for any team that's going to go up against them. I mean, listen, they're going to probably drop a game here or there. I don't think that they're unbeatable, but I think as a whole, they're going to emerge as the champions and set the tone for a summer season that will have all eyes on them. I do honestly believe Worlds will go through Korea in this sense. The combo of Faker and EasyHoon as that pick-your-poison mid lane, like I said, will just be too much for teams to prepare for. Having to worry about two of the best mid laners in the world being on the same team is enough to drive these coaches and players insane, and it's going to allow other players like Marin and Bang to step up and put up huge games with the focus being on mid, you know, being too much on mid. And it's already happened in some games. You've seen Bang step up. You've seen Marin step up. You've seen Bengi step up. So I think how their team is constituted is definitely going to make it difficult for other teams. But hey, listen, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bjergsen, you know, goes in cool as a cucumber and totally handles it, and TSM wins. I don't know. My money is on SKT, and I think even money would agree with me. Because no team boasts as big of an advantage at any single position as SKT. So they're the team to beat. I think that's actually all I'm going to do today. I tried to keep it short. I knew it was going to be an abbreviated show because I didn't have the yin to my yang providing me with his sage-like insight on all of this MSI hype. So I'd like to thank you so much for being part of this show, giving me a chance to do it on my own. As for MSI, make sure you have plenty of beer on hand, because these games are definitely going to be fun to watch. Remember to stand up and stretch in between games, so your muscles don't atrophy from sitting and watching, because you're going to be glued to your seat. I know I'm going to be. I'm confident Pan will be. So make sure you keep yourself loose and limber. Always remember to charge a gank tax as a jungler. That's some life advice and some solo queue advice. A little double dip here from Captain Hooks. Enjoy the mid-season invitational. I know us here at Tower Dive are definitely going to. We will be back next week. Hopefully the two of us strong and healthy. And I will see you on the Rift. Hooks out.